go to Senegar Plumbing, like them on Facebook. How many of our listeners done that? We got a couple of texts saying that they did it already.
Oh, thank you very much. I have no idea.
We need 30. You need 35.
We do.
So I think we need 34 more. 312-981-720. No, a lot of our listeners already done it, but go to Senegar Plumbing and like it. So Mike's team has to buy him lunch, and he doesn't have to buy them lunch.
That would be nice. That would be a first.
That would be a first. So what are we talking about, bud?
Well, the Facebook thing, we've got all our new specials for the month of July are on there, so you can find that there. It's also on our website. You can go to WGNplumber.com for that. But mainly, we've been getting a ton of calls, which I thought I would get more of these in April and May, but outside spigots. I've had probably 8 in the last 2 weeks where, you know, they're flooding their basement or crawl space because they didn't take the advice and check them.
Otherwise known as a silcock.
Correct. Silcock.
One of my favorite terms.
Yes, favorite plumbing term.
Silcock.
Yes.
And I could say that on the radio, Ben.
Yes, you can.
Silcock. Now, is that one word?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Why are you getting that now?
It's weird. I don't know. If people haven't been using their outside hoses yet, and now they're starting in July, but we've had a run of them. So please, anyone that hasn't used it yet this year, have someone go in the basement or look in the crawl when you turn it on, because there's a good chance it might have frozen over the winter and it's spraying and flooding your basement. Oof. And you don't want that.
Can I cause some pain? A friend of mine turned the sprinkler on and then went to work for 8 hours. Finished basement at 50 PSI, baby.
Yep.
Just spraying that thing like
It's a two-man thing. If you can, you want to have two people do it. One on the inside, one person on the outside, turn the hose on, wait a couple minutes. If it's fine, you're good for the rest of the year until next winter. So that's one thing. Mm-hmm. The other thing I'm getting a lot of calls on is people are saying that their toilets are leaking.
Hello.
I've spoke about this before, and it's not your friend Sam.
It's not my friend Sam.
But the diet challenges. It's thunderstorms. It's high wind. And when you wake up in the morning and you look in your toilet bowl and the water is extremely low, your toilet's not leaking. It's the atmospheric pressure, and it's the wind on your plumbing vent on the roof that's causing it to siphon out of the trap of the toilet.
Huh.
We could take advantage and take people's money.
But you're legitimate.
So many times on a monthly basis for that, no, we tell them right away.
So on a storming, we had storms this
last
past
night.
Week.
Yeah.
Last
yeah.
night, right. Thursday night, too, I think.
Yeah.
I got calls from, I was talking to a lady in Elk Grove Village. And my buddy out and my partner in St. Charles, they got bombed. She's
apocalypse.
Like, yeah, is it raining? And
it was the apocalypse.
Northbrook, we just got rain. I mean, you know, like a normal rain shower. She's like, yeah, I'm in Elk Grove Village. We got destroyed in Elk Grove Village. I'm like, wow.
So they're saying that their toilet's leaking just because the lack of water that's in their toilet bowl?
And it's not the toilet tank itself that you would have to take the lid off and look at, or you might hear running, but it's actually looking in the bowl when you wake up in the morning, and there's half the water that's normally in there. Oh, my toilet's leaking. They call us.
Why is that? Why would a thunderstorm?
It's atmospheric pressure on the plumbing vent from the roof, and it's also the wind. And it causes the trap in the toilet to back siphon and take the water out of it.
Okay.
And people just assume it's leaking. And it isn't leaking. So all you've got to do to correct that is flush your toilet, and when it fills, it'll be right at it, the level that it's supposed to be.
Okay, so after a hard rain, you go and you do your morning hello, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Hello.
You do your morning glory, and you flush, and you're like, hey, what's going on here? It didn't disappear.
This would be pre-morning glory.
Pre-morning.
Yeah. Pre-morning glory.
Yeah. So when you go in there and there's not enough water in the bowl, like, what happened?
Oh,
that's
where
it went.
I got it. Got it. So there's half the water in the lake that it should be.
Correct.
Okay. I just wanted to break it down for I get it. So there's no problem.
Yeah, it's not leaking.
But the tank behind it has got all the water that you need.
Correct.
To take care of whatever you're
now,
gonna throw in.
If that's running, you can if you hear that or you get a water bill that is triple what it normally is freaking out, oh my God. You can call us for that, but put food coloring in the toilet tank.
Oh.
And if that red, blue, whatever you put in the tank ends up in the bowl, now you know that your toilet tank is leaking.
Okay. Chartreuse.
Do we got time for another hot tip?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
All right. A lot of people call their toilet tank is sweating or condensating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tremendously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Two things there. A lot of that usually is an actual running toilet that will cause that. Or if you're having a wedding shower at your house on a Sunday and you've got 25 people using it constantly.
Yep.
your toilet tank might sweat just because you're bringing in that cold water and it's not having time to warm up as it's sitting there in the tank.
Got it.
Well, and maybe a dehumidifier in your house because your humidity is too high.
That could definitely help that out. Yeah.
Well, you can probably look at the windows too, and if your windows are sweating, right? Sure. That's a good indication.
Same thing. Well, look at you.
Wow. I like it. That was nice.
21 years on the radio doing the show. You pick some things up.
Yeah, I guess.
Don't push me any further.
You go in the basement, your copper pipes are all dripping. On the cold side, you've got a running toilet or a faucet dripping, a shower dripping. These are all telltale signs. Some you can fix yourself, some you can't.
Can you do me a favor?
Yes.
Because I always forget. I want to talk about my grill so our listeners could learn from it later on. But when your technician's out, can they look along my garage wall to see? I don't want to put it inside. I said I want to put a spigot or a silcock on the outside. Because I'm running 100 feet of hose to do the work in front of my house. It's a major pain in the rear end.
Yeah.
Can you see and get me a quote to put a spigot, because I got a water line there for the sprinkler.
Okay.
If you could tap off that and put a spigot there, how much that would cost on the
It sounds really expensive, but yes, I can get you a quote.
Do you have a normal cost for how much it is to replace the silcock of a hose?
If we're replacing one and it's open, we're not cutting access, usually $495, $595. If you don't have a shutoff valve on the inside, we highly recommend, and it's code, that you put one inside, little extra charge there.
Got it.
And how much to put a new spigot silcock?
Really 4, depends 000. On...
$4,000 for you.
Depends on how long we have to run that pipe, and we might not actually, per code, be able to tie it into your sprinkler system.
Yeah, because we've been over this.
Yes.
Yeah, but for with outside of code, sure, no problem.
No, I'm going to have Jeremy swing by and quote this for you.
It'll all be per code. Yeah. So phone number for our listeners want to reach out to.
847-406-8883 or wgnplumber.com.